I'm alive. Again? Adam's eyes fluttered open, though he quickly regretted it as the sun's rays pierced his eyes, in the way that it would after a good night's sleep. He brought up an arm to shield himself, rolling over onto his side. As he did, the world froze before him. Roll your dice. He tried to open his mouth to speak, but he couldn't. As much as he willed his mouth to open, it refused to move. Nothing moved. Master Time had brought his attention to the world, allowing Adam to roll his character before he could set off on his journey.
You're late, Mistress Fate said, pouring some sugar into her tea. He's already in the world.
Is that my fault? Master Time asked. Who was it that...
Chaos cleared his throat.
Thank you, Master Time.
Mistress Fate smirked, stirring the sugar into her tea.
Yes, thank you. I'm ever so grateful whenever you stop time for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Master Time disappeared to his own realm immediately after, not wanting to get caught up in their mess. He had already given so much power to the world, even if it was just a drop in the bucket compared to what he could do. Still, there were rules to be followed, laws to uphold.
Must you always bother him?
Chaos asked her.
Bothering him? I never bother my dearest Master Time. If I was bothering him, you'd know.
She smiled innocently, a smile which hid the depths of countless worlds. Chaos sighed.
Am I to remain here?
Please,
Mistress Fate replied, nodding her head.
If something interesting happens, please call for me.
She placed down a cup of tea for Chaos and left him unsupervised with the newly made world. Chaos picked up the teacup and sipped the tea. It was sweet. So sweet. He could feel an itch begin to invade him, and he cast his eyes towards the world once again. Roll your dice. How am I meant to roll the dice if I can't move?
With your mind, obviously.
Adam had forgotten what the voice sounded like in the moment it had pierced his mind, but that wasn't important in the moment. He willed the dice to move within his mind. Rolling. 4d6 drop 1 equals 12. 1, 2, 4, 6. 4d6 drop 1 equals 15. 1, 3, 6, 6. 4d6 drop 1 equals 17. 1, 5, 6, 6. 4d6 drop 1 equals 16. 1, 5, 5, 6. 4d6 drop 1 equals 15. 1, 4, 5, 6. 4d6 drop 1 equals 12. 1, 2, 4, 6.
Holy! He couldn't believe the rolls. I've never rolled so well in my entire life.
He blinked mentally because he was still frozen in time, and wondered if maybe something had gone wrong.
Did I do something wrong in my previous life that I...
He eventually recalled how he came to be reborn into his third life, and the roll sweetened the bitterness he felt. 12, 12, 15, 15, 16, 17. These rolls were a little too good for his liking. Adam could only think about what kind of life he was going to live and how Mistress Fate might come for him after giving him such stats. You won't ask me to die again, will you? The thought flowed out there into the nothingness, and though Mistress Fate heard his worries, she decided against responding to him at the moment. Instead, she sipped her tea as she focused on countless other realms. Adam sighed, mentally, and shook his head. Mentally.
I guess there's no point worrying about that for now.
Hello there!